Blog Talk Radio.
Rainbow Radio, it is your girl, MC Taz, honey. Yes, yes, yes. Thank y'all for tuning in. It is the December 11th edition of Rainbow Radio. Mm-hmm, baby, and you are in the house. And, you know, we've been redoing and reshaping Rainbow Radio. So, you know, through the month of December, we're having some different types of episodes. I'm just coming at y'all with some hot topics. We're just talking last week. There was a situation that happened involving an entertainer in New Orleans and a blackface situation. You can go ahead and check out our archived episode on Rainbow Radio. On blogtalk.com / We Are Rainbow Radio. So go check us out. You can also check us out on social media. Oh, baby, my mouth is not moving tonight. Hold up. Let me get it together, y'all. Social media. Instagram at We Are Rainbow Radio, Facebook it's Rainbow Radio, and on Snapchat it's Rainbow_Radio. You know, we had a couple of things happen throughout the week. Lord, it has been, you know, the holidays, just first of all, they don't stop. Then we're, you know, rounding out 2017, coming into 2018. It's like, we just, girl, this year, I don't know about y'all, but this year flew, huh? Okay. So we're about to round into 2018. Well, this week, first of all, we had a snow day in Louisiana, which Los Angeles is on fire. The state of Oregon was hot, and Louisiana was snowing. Mississippi was snowing. Alabama was. I'm just like, if y'all don't know Louisiana, we don't get snow like that. You know, I don't remember when's the last time I seen snow. It's years in between when we get snow. So we got snow, and, you know, the whole state shut down pretty much for snow, any type of icy conditions, because people out here don't know how to drive regularly, let alone in some icy conditions. So keeping as many people off the roads as necessary. It's cold. We don't like the cold like that. There's a lot of ack. So, you know, just keep people inside. But it was snowing on Thursday, and then it was kind of hot on Saturday. So, you know, this is some down south Louisiana stuff for you. This is how it happens. But it happens, and it's okay. We love it all the same. So, you know, we had a little snow day. We cut up. We had a good old time. Also, we did our first ever pop-up shop, the Kris Kringle pop-up shop in Erath. And I want to give a shout-out to Sherry Brasso, to Candy. I don't know Candy's last name no more. I don't really want to. Candy, I love you, friend. Candy and Pepper Chef, also with Chantel East and Lip Scent, with Marie Champagne and her Scentsy. Also, to big shout out to Miss Nita Lario with Avon and her paparazzi. And also to Miss Kristalyn Morvant with Zoe's Creations. So, if you guys, you know, look, they have some great things going on out there. If you missed it, you missed it. And we had a fabulous night. Also, shout out to my friend Miss Biscuita and Yellow Boys for coming through and helping the diva out, you know, as always. And my little boo boo's eye, he was running around there, and my friend Nehemiah. Thank y'all so much for helping me, you know, get this off the ground and hopefully started something for, you know, the little town of Erath. Maybe we can do something community oriented for that situation, honey. Just anything. Y'all know it's the holidays, y'all. You know, so many people are just thinking about buying gifts, you know, or receiving, or, you know, whatever it is, materialistic. But, you know, I really like to not focus on that and make the holiday about something else. Definitely about giving back, and definitely about giving back to people who possibly, you know, don't have what I have or what others have. And I'm not even talking about materialistic wise what I have, because I don't have a lot. I don't want to have a lot. But I'm rich in family, and I'm rich in love. So a lot of people I feel like are missing love. So just to give love to someone is a big thing, and I think it's a big thing to remember during this holiday season. So, you know, Acadiana Pride has kicked in. We're going to be doing something. You know, if y'all remember, not last year, but the year before, Rainbow Radio did an event. We called it the Jam Session. And the event was to benefit LGBTQ children that were in foster care. Well, this year, Rainbow Radio and Acadiana Pride has teamed up, and we're going to do the benefit again, but we're also teaming up with United Methodist Foster Care, and we're teaming up to provide for LGBTQ children in foster care again, and we're going to have a benefit again. So we're planning on having this benefit on Thursday the 21st. All of the proceeds and everything are straight going to gift cards that will be given to the kids. There are 22 kids we are trying to provide for. And so we're going to have some drag performers. We're going to have some musicians. We're going to be announcing everything. I will be announcing everything by Wednesday. So definitely be on the lookout. I'll be announcing it on Rainbow Radio and on Acadiana Pride, you know, and it's the same thing for Facebook and Instagram. You can go check out it's Acadiana Pride. Go follow us and keep up with whatever is happening in the community. So anyway, that's what we're trying to do and get together. So I think it's going to be fabulous. I'm going to have some more information for you guys. I'm seriously soon. I'm just trying to nail down a few last-minute little details, last little things we need to get down, and then I will be announcing everything. So I cannot wait to see how many of you guys turn up and turn out to, you know, help. Y'all already know how I feel about It's a village to raise a child, first of all. And there are some children who are thrown away because of their sexual orientation or because of their identity, their gender identity, or because of whatever, which is not a unconditional love. I know a lot of y'all throw the love word around and don't even know what the hell that four-letter word means. Y'all cannot catch it for nothing. But unconditional love, especially, meaning no matter if somebody hurts you or if they do something that you don't like or you don't want them to do or there's something that, whatever, you love them anyway. Well, some people miss that, and when their child comes out of the closet or, you know, identifies as transgender or genderqueer or gender neutral, they are throwing these kids away still. So I believe, as being an LGBTQ person, and of the community, of this community, that it is on some level the community's responsibility to care for our kids, because our children are going to get of age and then be in the system, I mean, out of the system and just into the world. And, you know, they're part of our community. And I think that we just have some type of responsibility, like, even if it's just, and when I say responsibility, I mean just responsibility in helping someone that has had a rough time just possibly get on their feet, helping guide someone and mentor, or, you know, just give someone a break and, you know, just try to make their situation a little bit easier, because not only are you dealing with maybe no family, no one to turn to, no financial, no home, no nothing like that, you're also dealing with the confusion of, what am I feeling? Who am I? Can I be who I want to be? Do I have to act like this? Like, we know what we've been through and the feelings and the confusion and what everyone around you is telling you and how they're telling us we're going to hell and how they're telling us that, you know, we can't do this, we can't, like, we know this. So I think that on some level, it is definitely part of our responsibility as, I'm a global citizen. That's how I identify myself, you know, but globally. But to do anything on a larger scale, I believe that I have to start small. I have to get my feet wet. I have to learn how to help on, you know, not just a one-on-one basis. Then you take it to, you know, a small group. Then you bring it to larger groups. So, you know, I think that that's all part of the learning process, and that's what I'm trying to do, and then that's what I'm trying to put on everyone's mind, and, you know, to make us realize that the holiday season is not about what you get or what you give materialistically. I think it's definitely about the feeling of love and the feeling of just being wanted. I think that every human being wants to be wanted on some level, and it's nice to know. And if you go most of your year without feeling wanted, and on this special holiday when everyone else seems to have their family or everyone else seems to have something to do, for a child who is not with their family or maybe has no family to be with, this is where they are. So I think that it's really nice for us to take a few minutes, you know, a couple hours out of our day, do a little benefit, and whatever we raise, you know, give to them. The first year when we did it, we raised $500. And this year, we're definitely trying to exceed that goal. What we know about the event is that it's going to be a $10 to get in. You're going to get the show and a plate of food. Menu to be announced, but a plate of food and a show. And we're also going to have Christmas cards there. So, like, for any donation, you'll be able to sign a Christmas card, sign a couple of Christmas cards. And all of the Christmas cards we collect are going to go with the gift cards that we make. So the kids are also going to get, you know, if you want to give a personalized touch and just let them know that, you know, keep their head up and, you know, we are out here and, you know, there is a community for them to come to when they do make an age and, you know, that sort of thing. Just some words of encouragement and some words of positivity for their life. I think that would be such a blessing. So, you know, that's definitely what I'm about. I'm about to cry telling y'all this right now because, you know, I just love it. I love being able to be the light in the darkness for someone else because we never know what someone else is going through. And even though we have it bad or even though we don't have it the best, there's someone always out there that has it worse than us. And I definitely believe that. And, you know, I guess that's how I get through a lot of stuff I've retrained my brain to, you know, stop focusing on what I don't have or what is not good or what is whatever, and to refocus on, you know, it could be so much worse. It could be so much worse, you know. But we're going to go into a little break right quick, and whenever we come back, I'm going to hit you guys with some hot topics that's been going on, some things that I just want to talk about because, y'all, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. It got to be. Do y'all feel like y'all in the Twilight Zone or is it just me? I don't know. But anyway, we're gonna go over some of this. Y'all check this out. This is some Jason Derulo with Swallow, y'all. And we'll be right back on the radio. Dry.
Young Money, Young Money.
Nothing word to the Dalai Lama. He know I'm a fashion killer. Word to John Galliano. He cupping that Valentino. Ain't no telling me no. I'm that bitch that he know. I got your wife in these thoughts. You don't get wins for that. I'm having another good year. We don't get blimps for that. It's the gang still called. We don't get minks for that. When I'm popping them bananas, we don't link chimps for that. I gave these bitches 2 years. Now your time's up. Bless her heart. She throwing shots, but every line sucks. I'm in that cherry red foreign with the brown guts. My shit slapping like dude did LeBron nuts.
Okay, honey, they do a lot in that little song, but you know, we like a little a little freaky, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, what I was saying earlier, and I lost my point, but with the snow day, I'm just saying, does this mean climate change is real? Does this have anything to do with the so say no climate change or climate change? Or how do you feel about climate change? Do you think it's real? Do you think it's not real? Like, I'm just saying, all arrows and all signs point to climate change is real. read a post someone had put on Facebook the day it was snowing, and it was like, she was like, a lady is in the airport, like, bawling her eyes down, really saying really loudly, damn liberals and their climate change, like, I mean, the world changes. Things happen. We definitely are not any help as the consumers we are. We do not help the situation at all. Big business has just come in and basically done what they wanted to make any dollar amount, no matter how they have to kill kill our planet to make a 50 cents, you know, they do it. And we, as the dumb consumers we are, eat it up. We buy it, toss it, buy it, toss it, buy it, toss it, buy. And I get it. I mean, that's how I basically was programmed too. But we've let them lie to us. But, you know, it is what it is, okay? Some good news, though, coming out of the Pentagon. You know, the Pentagon says basically, despite the ban of on transgenders that Trump has had on the military, they say that trans recruits will be accepted starting January 1st. So the Pentagon is saying that they will be accepting trans recruit members starting January 1st. So if you are trans and wanted to join the military and had, you know, some sort of feelings because of, so say, the ban that Trump put in place, the Pentagon said, baby, we are not listening. We do not take orders from her. She is not the one, honey. And we're going to do what the hell we want to do, basically. So, I'm just saying, that's what's happening. I feel like, Trump is an idiot. And I feel like, you know, that's crazy for him. And everything we're going through with this administration. Thank you, everyone who voted for Trump and or didn't vote for Hillary. Thank you. Thank y'all. Thanks. Okay. But I know that Trump has 4 years. And let me tell you, after these 4 years, if he makes 4 years, he ain't making another. I don't care who. This would be a great time for anybody who is going to run, because they going to get some votes because they ain't voting for him. And then he had, I seen a video that he did, and it was, you know, this whole thing with this police brutality and how the police treat people. And this is, listen, police, the training that they receive to deal with people and with situations is one thing. We as the public, I spoke to a police officer, shout out to my friend, I'm not going to call her out like that, but shout out to my friend, and she's an officer. We gave her a hard time this weekend, but she just was, because I was like, you know, the public isn't trained how to respond to officers. And she was like, you gotta be trained how to. I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, just comply. I'm like, yeah, but you're telling me to comply, but who are you? Well, I'm the law. Because why? You went to fill out a job application and that's your job? Like, nah, dog. Y'all talk to people stupid, first of all. Y'all act like y'all are, because we have a gun, you gotta listen. Like, it's how you approach people. Like, you can approach me in a whole nother manner, because whatever I'm doing, I was like, I've had some serious, serious, serious run-ins with cops. I was like, and I have the utmost respect for cops, and I comply. And I've had a hard time with cops. But I got on the subject of cops just because of the Trump situation, where he said, I seen a video, y'all, and I wanted to start crying in my car. I wanted to start throwing up and crying and just hit a tree, like, go off the side of a building. Literally, this dude was on, you know, just bragging about how he said he told the cops to treat them rougher, meaning suspects, people who are going to commit crimes, essentially, okay? Treat them rougher. Like, giving the police the order to go ahead and do what you want. I don't know. Let me just tell you something. Y'all, people who feel safe and they say, oh, you know, I feel safe because I do this and I don't. Let me tell you something. You may just be in the right place at the right times and you're not in situations that, you know, you ain't doing, like, you're just there. You're not doing anything, but you're just there. And that's great for you. But let me tell you something. When you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, or you just at a store and a situation happens and you're just there and the police treat everyone equally, you're going to understand what the hell is going on. They'll treat everybody as a suspect. So just because you feel safe, just know that that safety can be turned on you at any second because it's a judgment call. And the thing about it is, these police are people. Police are people, and they take the job without realizing or having the humility that you are a person first, and you are dealing with people first, you know, and people take the job of, it's me or you, and, you know, the police, I spoke to police, and, you know, this was, the word of the thing was, it's me or you, and I'm going to make it home to my kids every night. And I'm just like, I feel like you're in the wrong profession because this is what a police does, is they sacrifice themselves. Now, you don't sacrifice yourself. You don't just kill or hurt people or judge people because that's what, no, you sacrifice yourself too for the greater good of making things safe. And by making things safe, you have to, the criminals are people too. People make mistakes. You know, if you have gone through your life without making a mistake, then please, please arrest everyone. But if you are a person and you have made a mistake and then you are coming and encountering with someone who makes a mistake, it's not your right or your responsibility to judge them. And that's the problem. The police judge a lot of people. That's not their job. Their job is the henchmen. Their job is just to get the people for the government. We have judges and lawyers and all that other crap to do judgment and to make sentencing and all of that. That's not the police's call. You know, anyway, I feel like that's my decision. I mean, that's my opinion. And that my opinion is, like, if someone is a thief or if someone is a this or that, like, if they're running away, you don't have to shoot them. Do a little investigating. Find out who they are. Like, some of the things that man was selling cigarettes or the man was doing CDs or, you know, whatever the situation is. Like, the crime is not that, like, okay, I would understand if someone has some people hostage and, you know, yeah, it's whatever. But, like, I've seen terrorists be able to turn themselves in before some black people. Like, I'm just saying, I don't know, I don't know, I just know an outside perspective, I guess. I think that there's many, many, many perspectives, but I also think that it's crazy that when people are saying that there is a problem, when people are saying that, you know, from this side of the situation it feels like this, or from this side of the story I'm feeling this, for someone who is on the other side to tell that person, oh, no, you don't know what you're saying. No. Like, it's so crazy for someone not even to be able to open their mind enough to say, hey, maybe there is a problem. Maybe we need to compromise. And not to say that, you know, everything we say is 100%, you know, because I'm human too. You know, we all do this. But it's just to say that you can't maybe fix everything, but maybe you can make it better. You know, maybe we can all make it better. And I'm pretty sure we could, especially if we got ego and pride and, you know, all that extra out. We could all make it better. But, you know, I got on that because of Trump, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but y'all president really kills me. Y'all president really, really, really kills me. And, okay, so I'm going to go into this right quick. The Roy Moore situation, the Alabama politician who has been accused of teens while he was in his 30s grabbing and groping teens and, you know, just being inappropriate. So basically what's coming out of this is that, like always, women try to say something happened and then there are people around them who are, you know, basically saying they're lying, basically saying that, you know, it wasn't that bad. She was grabbed on top of her clothes and it wasn't this. And, you know, in Alabama in those times, 14 years old were allowed to get married. So some people might have been happy their 14-year-old was talking to a district attorney and la la. Okay, first of all, I say this all the time to my mom because my mom is like, oh, this is tradition. This is, sometimes it can be the stupidest shit in the world to me. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And these traditions are traditions because of, what does it do for us? Okay, like, I'm just saying decorating a tree. Let's just say, for instance. It's a tradition for what? Because what it was a tradition for is not what is a tradition for now. So the tradition is different now. And they've made a new tradition around it. And so it's like, what's the tradition even for? So we're doing traditions that really have no meaning because what they originally meant, they don't mean anymore. This is just kind of some made-up stuff that, you know, people who were in power thought to give the people to unite them and to make them feel like part of, like, it's just a part of the controlling and part of the brainwashing and part of everything. I'm just like, okay, so what does it do for us? What is this for? Like, I don't get it. So just because we have traditions or just because we have situations that have gone on like something for years and years and years and it's happened, people didn't question it or maybe no one was able to have a voice in questioning it, does not mean that it needs to happen. Does not mean that it needs to continue to happen. When we know better, we do better. So I think at this time, when we are 2017, going on 2018, I would want to think that the human race knows better in the fact that when you are a teenage girl, it does nothing for no one for a teenage girl to get married. And especially not only to get married, but to be groped and to be fondled and to be handled by an older man who A, knows better. And just because, what, you are in a position to delay and exploit these girls, like that you get to take advantage of it. No, sir. Girls and their, and you know, their bodies and who they are, it's really a shame that some girls cannot just enjoy their life. Some girls cannot just go to the store or just be who they are because people are, you know, someone just living their life. And because you in your life don't have nothing going for you, don't whatever, you think that you can take advantage of me or, you know, make me scared or make me afraid or make me anything, like, that's stupid. That's, you know, get something to do with yourself. That shit is crazy. But Roy Moore, there's a lot of people in Alabama. I would not be surprised if Mr. Moore won. I know that this vote is supposed to be coming up, so what's going to be shaping up and what's going to be happening, but Roy Moore, honey. And, you know, Mr. Moore doesn't only, you know, grope teenagers and things like that. He doesn't follow the law. He's not a perfect man. He's done some things that are very questionable. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada. I'm just saying. Just saying. Do a little history on that. And also, let me talk about this right quick. My boy Keaton. My boy Keaton Jones. Y'all know who Keaton is? His viral video. And he was basically on everyone's feed this morning and talking about, he had a question for everyone. Why do people just feel like they need to be bully people and they look different and yada, 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 and blah, 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 blah. Well, he's very heartbreaking. He's very, he had a scar on his head, his nose, saying that the people, you know, poured milk on a shirt and said that it was this and, you know, said he didn't have no friends and said this and that. And people felt very, very sorry for Lil Keaton. Many, many people stepped up and sent money to Keaton. And they also offered him to come out to different sporting events, different movie premieres, different X, Y, and Z for Keaton, okay? Well, you know how people do, because after they did that, they went on and they found Keaton's mother's social media. And her name is Kimberly Jones, honey. Well, Kimberly Jones, when people decided to go on her social media, they found that Miss Kimberly Jones was very into race, very into the Confederate flag, very into different hate speech, different things of that nature, not inclusion, not diversity. And I'm starting to look at, I feel sorry for the little boy all the same. I feel sorry that he has to go through that. But, you know, we don't know what the situation was. And it's not to say that you bully somebody, they bully you back. But I'm just saying, I'll spit in the air, Kimberly Jones, honey, because it falls in your face, and that's what usually happens is your children got to live with it. So I don't know how many times you've called somebody the N-word or how many times you use possibly wetback or you've called somebody, any type of derogatory racial slur that you've used, because I know you've used them. So how many times have you took someone who looked different and you put them down because they look different than you, okay? And, I totally believe in karma, and I totally believe that we get what we give, definitely. So, putting hate into the universe and putting hate into the world is a real thing. And the thing what we don't realize as people and what karma will always do to us is that we think we're invincible. We think that, oh, karma will never, you can never get me, blah, 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 blah. What karma does is it's not going to get you through you. It's going to get you through. It's going to get you through your loved ones, honey. It don't work like that. So set your ass down. Y'all don't, people don't want to be feel pain and be heartbroken and all this crazy shit, but then y'all want to talk about people, if people are different than you, instead of trying to find the good in it, definitely find the bad. Keep the separation, no inclusion, it's just ridiculous. So I don't know what's going to happen in this situation, but I do know that Keaton, buddy, I'm sorry for you. No one should be, even in the war of bullying and stuff like that, whenever you say ugly things, saying ugly things is enough. When y'all start putting your hands on people, pouring milk down their clothes and, just humiliating them on that level, that's horrible. Not even doing the word bullying someone verbally is not even cool, but, to take it to that next level, I don't think anyone, that's assault, basically. Y'all went from bullying to assaulting people. And this little dude, he can't help it, poor baby. He can't help it. It's his mama. He can't help what he's taught and what he learned. And he's still little. And, even if he's being ugly and all of this, I hope that this situation makes him see things differently. And, even though a lot of black people are showing him love, I hope that, they realize that instead of being bitter, because like you'll be like, oh, damn, I done gave some people this money. I gave, show them love. Show them that y'all could be racist all you want. You could do whatever you want. And we still can love you. And, in showing people through how you live is the biggest life lesson. It's the biggest way people learn. So, I wish you all the best, sir. I just hope that your mama gets it together for you and her, because, baby, there's some people that are definitely not as understanding as me and definitely not as kumbaya and lovey-dovey as me. I know that much. And yeah, so we'll definitely send our prayers to you and for you, and we hope that, you know, that it gets together, okay? I'm gonna give y'all a little music right quick, and then I'm gonna be back, and I'm gonna do the LGBTQ calendar though for y'all tonight. I'm gonna definitely let y'all know what's going on around here and to keep up with, okay? We'll be right back, guys. Rainbow Radio.
The truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dark. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time. The price, she see the ice and make her coochie melt. When I met her in the club, I asked her who she felt. Then she went and put that booty on that Gucci belt. We don't got no label. She say she want bottles. She ain't got no table. She don't got no bed frame. She don't got no tables. We just watching Netflix. She ain't got no cable. Okay, though. Plug, plug, plug. I'm the plug for her. She want a nigga that pull her hair and hold the door for her. Maybe that's only me. Okay, with me. Baby, okay.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time. For the one, what bitch you looking at the one? I'm the best yet, and yet my best is yet to come. Cause I've been looking for somebody, not just any fucking body. Don't make me catch a body, that's for any and everybody. Oh my god, she hit me up all day, get no response. Bitch, you blow my heart, that's like turning gold to bronze. Roll my eyes, and when she on the molly, she a zombie. She think we Clyde and Bonnie, but it's more like Whitney Bobby, god forgive me. Don't you ever listen, I'm a legend. Straight up out the crescent, fly your bait down for the essence. For the record, truth, the money never lie, no, I'm the one, yeah, I'm the one early morning in the dawn, no, you wanna ride now, I'm the one, yeah, I'm the one, yeah, hear you sick of all those other imitators, don't let the only real one intimidate ya, see you watching, don't run out of time.
Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, I'm the one. Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah,
I'm the one.
Don't
breathing. With the one I love, that I'm sleeping. With the one I love, 'cause the one I'm with is good to me. I strive to do right, but I'm doing so wrong. I'm living in this house, but I can't call it home. He gives me what I want, but it's not what I need. My mind is telling me to stay, but my heart wants to leave. So I'm sleeping, sleeping, sleeping with the one I love. And I even tried to pray, but I'm still waking up, yeah, in a bed that don't belong to me. See, he offered me the earth, yes it did, but instead chose faith. I thought about the cost, but it's the price I'm willing to pay. That's why I'm sleeping, sleeping with the one I love. That's why I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping. Sleeping with the one I love.
Honey, that was some Fantasia, sleeping with the one I love. Girl, I'm just going to say I hope y'all holidays is good and nice and y'all sleeping with the one y'all love, you know, with the one you're with, whichever, whatever works out for you, honey. So I'm going to do this community calendar for you guys, and I'm going to head up on out of here, let y'all go for the night. we have Acadian Gaming's Wellness Center Clinic is tomorrow, 5 p.m. on 811 Martin Luther King Drive. My friend Biscuita is having a lip scent party on Facebook if y'all want to get into that. Kaplan's first annual, which is, you know, inaugurational Christmas parade, that'll be happening tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Also in New Orleans, the NOLA LGBT Community Center 25th anniversary, and that's happening at the Community Center. My friend Miss Wesley Rose is in a musical. It is a 10-minute musical in 35 minutes. It's called Strong Coffee. It's at the Hive at 810 Jefferson Street. Also on Thursday at 9 p.m., Girl Crush is going to be at Oz, New Orleans. So my lesbians, my trans women, you know, whoever y'all want to do, whatever y'all want to do, it's going to be at Oz. Go see the girls. Also on Friday, Strong Coffee at the Hive. Go out and go see. We are also going to have the Big Easy Boy Lesque at Four Seasons. That's our boys, Poseidon and Eros. And on Saturday, Strong Coffee Inn, that's going to be at 9 o'clock. On Saturday, December 16th at 7, the LGBTQ Awards Baton Rouge Edition is happening, 8356 Town Drive. At 7 p.m., oh, wait, I'm sorry. Also, at 7 p.m., they're going to have Make the Yuletide Gay Christmas Party at Shameless Nightclub in Alexandria. At 7 p.m. on the 16th, they're also going to have in New Orleans the Queens of Gay Carnival Let Them Eat Fruitcake. That's going to be at Madison Legion Field. And at 9:30 in Lafayette at Cité des Arts, it's going to be Diamond Devil Review, honey. So, also on Thursday, the 12th, December 21st is going to be Pop Christmas at Splash Nightclub at 9 o'clock. It's also going to be the benefit for LGBTQ children in foster care from Acadian Pride and Rainbow Radio. Also on the 23rd, 9 p.m., Christmas Pajama Party at Splash Nightclub. And at 9:45, it's going to be the Carnival Kings at Mags on the Legion Field. Also, let's see what else we got. On the 31st, New Year's Eve at Splash Nightclub. On January 6th is the Crew of Apollo Ball Mask. That's Baton Rouge. Who else we got? We got Ladies Night at Splash. It's Friday, January 19th. Ooh, sorry. And let me see what else we got going on here. Oh. Saturday, February 10th, Mardi Gras 2018, New Orleans. I guess it's going to be, that's going to be, oh, yeah, that's the Saturday before Mardi Gras. So Mardi Gras kicks off. Ooh, baby. Also on Saturday, February 17th, we're going to have Miss Gay Vu Carey, LA US of A 2018, and Miss Gay Florida Lee US of A pageant. Mm-hmm. So if you are looking, you know, get your ticket. Also, March 10th, mark your calendars. Mr. and Miss Cinema Pride 2018 is going to be happening. And, yeah, that's how far I'm going, okay? So, yeah, they got a lot of things going on. Y'all know it is Christmas. Y'all know it's all kind of crap going on. And, yeah, I love you guys. I'm going to let y'all go, though. I hope y'all have a wonderful evening, and I'm glad that I got to come and just hang out with you guys tonight, share a little bit of time with y'all. You know, definitely be checking out for the beginning of the year with Rainbow Radio. We are going to be back with bigger, better, changing it up, and, you know, streamlining the show a little bit. So I love you guys. I want y'all to have a great weekend, a great week. I mean, I'm sorry, I forgot where I was for a second. And, you know, love each other. A, just because we can, you know, do something nice for each other just because we can. And I love you guys, you know, do something that you normally wouldn't do, smile at somebody, talk to someone, say hello, do something outside of your box this week. And think about me. I love you guys. Thank y'all so much, and I hope that we see y'all real soon. Mark your calendars for the 21st. I'm going to have more updates for you. Don't forget, go check out Acadiana Pride on social media and also Rainbow Radio. I love you guys, and have a great day. Bye.